Yesterday, you heard from the McLean County Chamber of Commerce and their leaders, who say a drastic minimum wage increase could harm some local employers. But Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants to see the wage at $15 an hour, and the Democrat-controlled General Assembly is set on making it happen in the coming months. Bloomington-based Illinois People's Action has spearheaded minimum wage increase campaigns over the last decade. Today, Executive Director Don Carlson speaks with GLT's Mary Cullen about why an increase is so imperative.
IPA has had a hand in Fight for 15 rallies across central Illinois and even sponsored a Bloomington Living Wage campaign in 2008. It's safe to say you're in favor of a statewide minimum wage increase to $15. Legislators say $15 is fair. What do you think is fair?
Well, we think it's certainly better than the $8.25 that is the current minimum wage. And we do support the Fight for 15 and the $15 minimum wage. It would be nice if it happened quickly rather than being spread out for the next 3 years. It would be nice if the amount was greater. We've looked at the MIT Living Wage Calculator from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and they actually identify in McLean County for one person with one child, so mother and child, that wage should be $25 an hour. So $15 is better than $8. It's not as good as 25, but something as important as hourly wages, especially for low-wage, low-income earners, is really, really important.
Now, speaking with the legislature last week, the Illinois Retail Merchants Association said that they were hoping that Illinois would set up a tiered approach if they were going to increase the minimum wage. So that would mean minimum wage is based on a regional need. Like you just said, McLean County regional need might be $25. Is that a viable option, having a tiered approach? Why or why not?
Well, at what point did we decide as a society that even though you're doing the same work, given working at a big box store or a McDonald's or in the service industry of some kind, that you're going to get paid based on where you live? Especially considering you're doing the exact same work. It's a ridiculous attitude to take that for some reason that based on where you live, you should be paid less than some other worker doing the same job in some other part of the state. I believe right now we do have a two-tiered system of minimum wage where Chicago is greater than in central Illinois. And, we're grateful for our friends, our workers in Chicago who are getting paid more money, but what worker in central Illinois or downstate Illinois would think that they should be paid lesser amount for the same kind of work? If we're going to have a community that is statewide, where we really do try to build community, the last thing that you would want to do if you woke up in the morning is to say, well, some workers should be paid less and some workers should be paid more for the same amount, or in this specific case, for a minimum wage. Poverty is the same in McLean County for those who experience it as people who live in Chicago who experience poverty. So if we're going to address the issues of poverty and low-wage work, we should try to raise that tide for everyone.
Right now in Illinois, it's sounding like $15 is the golden ticket. It's not looking like it's going to be much more, but like you said, $15 is almost double of what we currently have of $8.25. So when speaking with the McLean County Chamber of Commerce, they say a direct jump to $15 could be detrimental to employers. Actually, they did a survey in McLean County, and 80% of employers who responded said that a $15 minimum wage increase would impact hours, employees hired, or lead to overall closure. With risks to businesses on the table, with the benefit of a living wage on the other end, what's the sweet spot in between?
Our approach is what's going to be best for the larger community and what's really going to help families. We're very pro-family. If mom and child are living in poverty in McLean County, the way they're going to come out of that is by a job that's going to allow them to do that. And that means an increase in pay.
Regardless, employers are saying if the minimum wage is increased abruptly or to a point that they won't be able to pay their employees, there are going to be impacts on the employee themselves. So how exactly are we going to walk the line of making sure that these employees are getting jobs, getting paid well, this $15, and making sure that those jobs are going to stay intact?
Yeah, I mean, to do public policy, you have one of two choices. You can either look at the reality of the situation, or you can talk about hypotheticals and Chicken Little kind of arguments. If we were going to make public policy based on what a small group of vested interest people who are individually wealthy themselves are going to choose, well, then we would have no minimum wage. That was the argument that FDR fought back in the 1930s. We've gone beyond that now. And we all know that poverty affects the state, it affects our community, it affects McLean County. And the way to get out of poverty is to pay workers more money. If we don't do that, then what we're going to do is increase in other kinds of governmental assistance. And a recent study that just came out in the context of this debate right now is that to increase the minimum wage in the state of Illinois would benefit 1.4 million workers in the state, which is about one-fourth of the workforce, would take 35,000 people off the poverty rolls, and would generate $19 billion in economic increase in the state. And that's because if you're paid a low wage, you're not investing that money in the stock market or in 401ks. You're doing things like you're paying rent, you're buying food. You might be lucky enough to be able to pay for childcare. That's all money that's reinvested back into the local community. So if the Chamber of Commerce wants to have government increase its subsidies, then that's their choice to do. That's just really a Chicken Little argument, and it doesn't make the policy discussion of how are we going to pay workers move ahead.
Whose survey was that again?
It was the Illinois Economic Policy Institute.
Okay, great. This is Mary Cullen. I'm speaking on Sound Ideas with Don Carlson, the executive director of Illinois People's Action. So there are only four states in the District of Columbia that have voted to increase minimum wage to $15. They're all at different stages in the process, with New Jersey passing the law this week to take effect later this year. So let's talk about overall benefits. We just got into some of them there. Obviously, higher mandated wages means more money, but let's get into more of the human benefits outside of strictly numbers. What are any obvious local impacts that are worth noting?
We just recently celebrated the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., and he had a quote that always struck me, which was, there's no such thing as menial work, it's just menial pay. And so if we thought more about the workers and more about how families are going to be able to survive in our community, then everybody would be on the same page of trying to figure out, well, what is the best minimum wage? What is the highest minimum wage that we can achieve? McLean County has a poverty problem, but the problem isn't so much in unemployment. The problem in McLean County is in underemployment. So people who still work, they work every day, but they don't make enough money in order to make ends meet. And so many underemployed workers will string together two or three part-time jobs together and will often work many more hours than a regular wage, a 40-hour-a-week worker will do, and then just start thinking about the effects of stringing together multiple wage jobs on the family. How are you going to see the kids when they come home from school? What are you going to do about the kids that don't go to school for daycare? Increased wages for workers is one of those magic bullets that solves so many other problems.
That was Illinois People's Action Executive Director Don Carlson speaking with GLT's Mary Cullen about the impact of a statewide minimum wage increase.